Good morning. It's time for Daily Chapel at the LCMS International Center in St. Louis. The text is Luke chapter 16, verses 1 through 9. The Reverend Dr. Stephen Hokana is preaching. The broadcast of chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
The reading appointed for this day is recorded in the 16th chapter of St. Luke, beginning at the first chapter, verse. He also said to the disciples, "There was a rich man who had a manager. And charges were brought to him that this man was wasting his possessions. And he called him and said to him, 'What is this that I hear about you? Turn in the account of your management, for you can no longer be manager.' And the manager said to himself, 'What shall I do, since my master is taking the management away from me? I'm not strong enough to dig, and I'm ashamed to beg. I have decided what to do, so that when I am removed from management, people may receive me into their houses.' So, summoning his master's debtors one by one, he said to the first, 'How much do you owe my master?' He said, 100 measures of oil. He said to him, 'Take your bill and sit down quickly, write 50. Then he said to another, "And how much do you owe?" He said, 100 measures of wheat. He said to him, "Take your bill and write 80. The master commended this honest manager for his shrewdness, for the sons of this world are more shrewd in dealing with their own generation than the sons of light. And I tell you, make friends for yourselves by means of unrighteous wealth, so that when it fails, they may receive you into the eternal dwellings. One who is faithful in a very little is also faithful in much. And one who is dishonest in a very little is also dishonest in much. If then you have not been faithful in the unrighteous wealth, who will entrust you the true riches? And if you have not been faithful in that which is another's, who will give you that which is your own? No servant can serve two masters, for he either will hate the one and love the other, or he will be devoted to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and money. O Lord, have mercy on us." In many and various ways, God spoke to his people of old by the prophets.
But now, in these last days, he has spoken to us by his Son.
This is a parable that causes many a preacher to literally run to a free text. It is difficult, they say. It's hard to swallow. Some who discuss this text politely call it difficult. This is due to multiple interpretations. A popular preacher of our day said, "Let's look at this parable, let's discuss it, and get on with it." As if the parable were an invasive medical procedure, an expensive car repair, or a confrontation with a colleague that predictably ends in a train wreck. So, I get the apprehension. But at the end of the day, these are the words of Jesus, the same Lord and Savior who suffered on a cross for all humanity, redeemed us from death and the grave, and promises to forever claim us as his own, that we may live with him forever. So, what makes this parable so difficult? Well, my best guess is that Jesus is talking about money, which makes us squirm and assaults our pious sensibilities about the Lord himself. Yes, yes, Jesus is talking about money. How earthly, how plebeian. How beneath our Lord. Yes, he uses a parable about a seemly underhanded manager, a steward of a wealthy businessman. Sure, the manager is caught cooking the books, sees padding his own account, and the result is fired. Big problem here. We are sinners. We suffer many things, and in this case, of Jesus making the Lord into a preferred image. My Jesus is soft and tender and mild. How would he even know about a white-collar criminal? No, I prefer Jesus the Good Shepherd. Not that I have known any good shepherds for a long, long time. Jesus the kindly, naive Savior, who fills our lives with sunshine and roses, a Lord who would never look at or certainly explore the soft underbelly of humanity, the place where darkness, where humanity's ugliness festers and grows. And now comes the obverse of our sinful humanity. It's okay for us to know about thieves, robbers, hucksters, manipulators, scammers, and the like. Our own heart, in need of daily repentance, may even incline itself to that. But we get so uncomfortable when Jesus throws a reality parable in our face, it's like a bucket of icy water. The parable of Luke 16, verses 1 through 8, has much to offer. Parables, as you know, have what I call many turns, and they do this to highlight the point of the parable. So, here are the highlights of this parable. We hear from Jesus a parable of a financial manager. Stewards are not uncommon. A person trusted to care for and manage wealth. Their mission is to maximize the dollar of the owner. Well, he's caught wasting hard-earned cash. That's unforgivable. He is now told to clean up the books and hand them over. But here comes the first turn in the parable. The steward has a powerful tool at his disposal. It's time. Time to gain friends and influence, perhaps to soften the debt of various vendors who could collaborate with his aristocrat. Every client and vendor he encounters, the steward cuts his bill, some 50%, some 20%. So the first turn then, we are called to use our time wisely. And you will see how that unravels shortly. So when that time comes to have the last big reckoning meeting with the office manager and the owner, the proprietor, what I call the aristocrat, you would think that in that room you would have the FTC, a fraud squad, perhaps a couple of bank examiners, an IRS agent. Instead, the owner gives him a big verbal bear hug. How shrewd, how manipulative, how commendable. So here is the first lesson. As redeemed children of God in Christ, how aggressive, how shrewd are you to grow in the Word of God? Do you use every tool in your toolbox to hold on to Holy Scripture? You're children of God, redeemed under Christ. Do you use the vice grips of your tenacity to cut time out of your day for meditation on God's Word? Do you fight through physical pain just to simply attend worship? That's so commendable. Do you participate in the sacraments? The parable is not addressed to the financial whiz kids of Jesus' day. It is a parable not intended for the learned scholars, interpreters of Scripture who can twist every line of God's Word and shake out a meaning to benefit themselves. This parable is for you. The first verse of Luke 16 says, "He also said to the disciples." That's you. So again, here comes the formal accusation for a redeemed child of God. The second turn of the parable, be that prudent steward of unrighteousness. The self-assessment that this steward applied to himself as one who lacks strength, a person of shame, we need to look outside ourselves for help. That's what that steward did. Compounding the call of our God-given tenacity is also the need to look beyond ourselves for help and salvation. The plea of the steward may indeed be wrong-headed, of course, buying favors in hopes of a continued great life. But for us, we know full well that our hope comes from outside us. And in many ways, it reminds me of the centurion of Matthew chapter 8. Powerful, wealthy, standing at the pinnacle of society. But all of his wealth, power, and status cannot save. In the case of the centurion, it was his servant. In our case, it is our very soul. We need to look to Christ, who saves us every day. The third term is that of character and loyalty. Now, this is rather indicting, as parables often are. Are you a disciplined Christian? On Monday, I was talking to a very sharp and articulate man, a future pastor, and probably a budding theologian of our church. We were working on a project. And having been at it for about 3 hours and requiring a lot of concentration, I noticed it was getting close to lunch. And so I told him, "Man, I admire your skills and patience, but we need to take a break." I humorously told him that it was getting close to lunch and that it's no fun to be around a cranky chaplain. He didn't skip a beat, but said, "This now is the best time to work together. I can learn more about you when you are tired and hungry than at any other time." Curious that his litmus for predictable behavior is when you're having a sugar drop and fatigued. Now, I'm used to that, and it's not foreign to me. My time in the Army and living with periodic deprivation of food and sleep creates a great training environment. But the parable of the prudent steward of unrighteousness teaches us, as redeemed children of God, that we too are to be tenacious, inventive, aggressive, above all aspects of our faith, and at the end of the day, open our hearts and harness our behavior with discipline to give to the Lord with joy. So here comes. Jesus desires for us to explore a different litmus. Not sugar, not sleep. It regards money. Where's your heart? Where's your wallet and your purse? So simply put, can a rich man, an unbeliever, be a big giver and as such get into heaven? The answer is no. But Jesus also says that a believer who places his treasure elsewhere may have just as slim a chance. Luther preached on this text on multiple occasions. Here's what he said. Now, he's speaking in the context of this sermon of knowing the difference between true religion and false religion. So this is what Luther says. "Look for a fellow of whom greed has really taken possession. You will find that his thoughts grant him rest neither day or night. All his ponder and planning are directed at making money. If he finds a little corner of his house, he converts it into a room in order to collect rent. In a word, he would not neglect to collect one penny, nor does he begrudge any effort of labor when he sees the possibility of earning money. Now we should learn to invest ourselves in the eternalness with earnestness with which the miser himself concerns himself with money. But where do you find a Christian who does this?" asked Luther. So, be the prudent servant of unrighteousness in matters of faith. Tenacious, inventive, creative, aggressive. Be like the miser who, although aggressively is going to hell, you, by hungering and thirsting after righteousness, already in the arms of our Savior and guided by and led by the Holy Spirit, you find the full depth of treasure given by Jesus. For it is in his holy and precious name, Jesus Christ our Lord.
The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces, visit kfuo.org/chapel.